here, Nick Burbulis, according to Nick, academic freedom is the principle that we need to allow the widest possible range of expression and debate with universities, because we never know which ideas or hypotheses will ultimately prove to be most valuable. As a philosopher, I know Nick follows John Stuart Mill in this claim. Academic freedom is very important for all of us, so let me reemphasize USC position on that issue and our support for further enhancement of that goal in our statutes. For instance, in order to make very clear that it applies also to foreign scholars not protected by constitutional provisions. Let me finish with a quote by President Bob Easter, who spoke highly of academic freedom at a recent meeting of this board. So this is just a
Carl was writing a textbook about the genetic code in the late 1960s, and his findings were not well embraced. In fact, they were not. And initially, he was a subject of derision and criticism. But thanks to the principle of academic freedom, protected scrupulously by our university and others around the world, Carl was allowed to continue to question and to search for the very origins of life. He was able to continue to publish his research in respected journals. We encouraged him to continue to work, his colleagues did from here and around the world, and to the point that his findings could no longer be ignored and, in fact, argued against.
Thank you very much, Peter. Peter, I wonder if there's a role for the university to play in trying to extend that notion of academic freedom and maybe freedom of speech as we develop international partnerships with organizations that are in certain countries that probably don't value those concepts as highly as we do here in the United States.
Let me share a personal story then. A few years ago, at a dinner in Seoul, I was asked by vice president of one of their universities what would bring them to the top 20 in the world, maybe. And I pointed out to the top living philosopher, who is a kind of a hippie, that was a formal party, and I was, well, you would have to have those faculty members to be a half of your governing body, of your real power at the universities. He said, well, we have room for everybody. I'm like, you don't hear me. It's not to have room for them, it's to give them half of the power. My first PhD is from Europe, where probably 100% of the power is with the faculty, and they don't have the boards. That might be an explanation why they went too far in one way, while the results of their research are less efficient than in this country. That's one of the reasons why I came to this country. In Asia, I think they go the other way. The whole power is just with the boards and not with the faculty. I think we have a great balance here. I hope we keep it.
Okay, thank you. I think the entire board is prepared to embrace the notions of academic freedom, although I would point out that our newest board member did prosecute Socrates recently.
I really
can't defend him. Perhaps he'd like to.
It was a mock trial. But it's true.
And I think you convicted him.
Under ancient Greek law, not current.
Okay. Anyways, does that... David, did you have something that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, under old business, I figured since we did pass earlier today an item regarding the renovation of Assembly Hall, I've spoken with the student who is the chairman of the Campus Student Election Commission, and as I'm sure many of you know, the students have voted in a referendum, and they have passed yes on a new Assembly Hall renovation fee, so that will go through the advisory process before being made official, but I thought that'd be of interest to everyone here.
Okay, that'd be great. It's a good reminder that we should maybe invite the student Senate representatives to come and address the board from time to time, which I don't think we've done. It was part of the tradition of the board, and we should embrace that again. So thank you for those comments. We appreciate it. I think we have one public comment speaker.
We do.
I think we had two, and one withdrew, and now we have one. So that this whole